Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday. Boom!
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in. Hi. Let's go.
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
It is August 10th. August 10th. Wow. Let me tell you about August 10th in just a minute here. It's Sam Crowley, host of the number one motivational podcast on the planet, the Everyday Saturday Show. Great to have you here. Thank you so much reaching out, everybody, all over social media. Thanks for the shout out. A lot of you loving the smoothie episode from last week. Very simple. Very simple. One bag of spinach, 10% almond milk, and 90% water. You're good to go. Want to add some fruit, some berries to it? Rock it out. Listen, let me tell you something. 20, 30, 40 ounces of that a day, and you are well on your way to making every day Saturday. I should have been a rapper, man. White chocolate all day long. That would have been my stage name. Hey, I hope you're having a great day. August 10th takes me immediately, like, snapping my fingers, just right back. 2 years ago, it was on a Sunday. Why do I know? Because that was the last day that this Odyssey just ended of my wife and I going to emergency room after that whole summer. My wife was on bed rest, pregnant, going 3 days a week. We're at a hospital thinking we're losing our baby. And then August 10th on a Sunday morning, right around noon, my wife said, man, I think this might be it. I think I'm leaking amniotic fluid. So we go to Bethesda North Hospital here. And sure enough, she was. They whisked her away on a stretcher, gurney, and off to UC Medical Center. And yeah, I posted on Facebook at the time a couple of years ago. So this is where our Odyssey ends. Well, really, it was just beginning. You know, if you follow myself or the story of the podcast, bought the book, One More Breath, you know, our baby Susan was born 7 days later at 24 weeks. And wow, the journey just began. And she's alive and kicking. Her second birthday's coming up. She breathes through a trach tube. She should be off her ventilator full time. Praise God to that, right? Unbelievable. Getting her off the ventilator is just a... She's been on that ventilator since she had her trach in December of that year, 2014. Man, holy cow. Well, actually, she's been on a ventilator pretty much since she was born. So we tried to get her off it maybe for... There was a pocket of time here or there for a week. She was breathing without a ventilator. But by and large, she has breathed through the use of a ventilator that whole time. And as I talk about this, it's so wild because... Had you told me a couple years ago, hey, you'd have a baby, first of all, okay. At the time, I was 46. I'm like, there ain't no way homie's having a baby at 46. And, you know, my wife being 44, it's like, no, we're done. Our oldest was 8 or 9 at the time. We're good. Or our youngest, I mean. sometimes, man, you don't plan that stuff. And so had you even told me that, I would have said, I can't make room for a baby. I'm busy, man, traveling and speaking. And, you know, we got kids already and this and that. My life's way too busy. Our lives are way too busy for throwing another kid in. Well, hey, sometimes your plans really don't matter in life. What God has in plan for you is way more important. And then throw into that born at 24 weeks and born at 1 pound and, you know, on a ventilator and 221 days in the hospital. And man, you ever been through a challenge like that? Some of you may be thinking, dude, I'm worn out. We're 4 minutes into this show, and I'm already tired. I need a drink. Well, you never know, though, what you can handle. You just don't. You know, you've had your share of adversity. You've had some financial adversity, relationship, health. How'd you get through it? How did you? You just do it. You know what I mean? Or you don't, and you end up a victim, and you play the blame game, which inside the word blame is lame. And the only one that loses at that game is you, because that's the enemy inside your head saying, yeah, you're done. You're done. You can't handle this. You can handle anything. You have no idea the greatness that you have inside of you to rise above this challenge that you have. You know, I think back to 2 years ago, I immediately went to, okay, so we're going to lose the baby. That much I knew, because the statistics were just not in our favor at all. I was positive that, because we had already had a baby boy born at 20 weeks, and we had to, he died 4 hours later, and we had him baptized right there in the hospital room and gave him away, and that's it. It's, I mean, he gave the physical body back, but wow, holy cow. It's like, this is going to happen again, okay? This really sucks. But I don't know why my mind always goes to, somebody else always has it worse. That's where my mind always goes to. That's how I don't become a victim, is I think of somebody else always has it worse. And it's true. They do. If you don't believe me, just go to your local children's hospital and take a walk around. You only need to be there 5 minutes before you really gain a sense of gratitude. And you're like, all these people bitching online about how bad they ain't got no problems. None. None. You have greatness ready. I mean, it's amazing. I think 2 years ago, I thought I'm not speaking again. I can't travel anymore. Promoters aren't going to book me because I can't get away. How am I going to get away even if this baby lives? She's going to be in critical care 24 hours a day. You know what? I had a better year in 2014 than I had ever had. And I'm talking financially. And forget spiritually healthy and otherwise, because that was just off the hook amazing. I mean, watching our baby struggle and then fight and fight and fight for one more breath, and then she makes it a month, another month, another month, and before you know it, she's home in 7 months. And God, has it been challenging? Hell yeah. Are you kidding me? But the best things that are going to happen to you are going to require the greatest sacrifice and the greatest struggle. Do you receive that message? The best things that happen to you that are going to, your best days haven't even happened, but they're not going to happen without sacrifice, without struggle, without thinking that it's going to end, you know? Oh my God, I might lose all my money. Yeah, you might. Or you might gain so much wisdom when you quit that job or quit that dead-end business and go for what you really want to do. Your biggest blessing are going to require the biggest sacrifice, but I wouldn't have it any other way. You know, when they whisked my wife away on the gurney, I got choked up because I had to go back home and tell my kids, who literally just thought we were off to another doctor appointment because that's the way we framed it to them. I had to go back home that Sunday night and tell them, hey, mom's in the hospital. Imagine that. Like they're like, what? We're having a cookout. We're supposed to have a cookout. We're having a cookout today. No, mom's. They try to, you know, make all that just rationalize in your head. I mean, our oldest was only 13. And so you got 13, 10, and 9 were the ages at the time. 9, yeah, yep. 13, 9, and 8, actually, because Laura's 10th birthday was coming up that 2 days later. She spent without her mom because Andrew's in the hospital. And I share all of this with you to let you know that your biggest challenges aren't behind you, and you would not want them to be behind you. You want them to be in front of you, because on the other side of that hill, the other side of that mountain, of that challenge that you're going to climb, is an amazing oasis that awaits you. And I'm telling you, it's all the prosperity, all the abundance, everything that you've been searching for your entire life. But you got to climb Sacrifice Mountain. You just got to climb it. You got to climb Sacrifice Mountain, because if you don't, you're not even going to think, you're not going to build up any strength. You're not going to be able to withstand the adversity that's going to come your way, because this stuff isn't given to you, man. I look at our daughter this morning. She woke up like she always does with us this morning. It was around 6 a.m. My wife and I had coffee and hung out. And I look back and we were talking about this day, August 10th, 2014, and how far we've come as a family. We've grown much closer. Everybody pitches in to help with Susan now. And it's just been amazing, man. And so my prayer for you today as you move forward with this day is that you look at adversity differently. You look at sacrifice differently. You understand that on the other side of that mountain is your greatest days, your greatest experience. And don't try to control it. Let it happen for you, not to you. Let it happen for you. And understand there's a big plan in place for your life if you'll just start climbing the mountain. Sacrifice a little bit for a lot of blessing down the road. You received that message? If so, let me know. Hit me up on Twitter at Sam Crowley. Have the best day ever!
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter at Sam Crowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag Every Day is Saturday.